Husbandry and enterprise in the monastic community. The abbey walls surround a total area of 6 hectares, that is, 60,000 square metres, equalising the size of a small medieval town. And this is only calculating the central part of the estate. The outlying estates beyond the abbey walls extended down to the Main River and up to the Rennsteig, the historical boundary path of the Thuringian Forest. The area included around 170 townships. Of course, the monks from the Premonstratensian order did not farm the land themselves. This was done by farmers who had to pay for the privilege of cultivating the land. The monastic building complex was not only as large as a small medieval town, to a great extent, it was also self-sufficient. The clergy and lay brothers had everything they needed to survive. For example, a hospital that was situated outside the compound, a forge or smithy, a brickworks, a mill, a brewery, and a kiln house to dry fruit and mushrooms. They grew their own fruit and had their own fish farms. The stable now housing the small gallery and the barn, dating from the time in which the complex was used agriculturally as an estate of the crown, were not monastic buildings and built at a later date. But similar outhouses existed in the compound while the Premonstratensian monks lived on the site. The museum administration now has its offices in the former granary with reddish plastered walls. During the period in which the building was used by the monastery, the farmers who cultivated the outlying estates, that is, the granges of the monastery, brought the grain in to be stored in the granary. Today we can see a brick building from the ticket office, from the period in which the erstwhile monastery as a state of the crown was used agriculturally. Earlier, however, a wall with a gate tower separated the entrance area from the monastery church. This wall ran between the monastery church towers and the granary.